AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bakit Australia? So back in the 90s, when some of you were not even born, I finished my degree at UP, at the University of the Philippines, with a Bachelor of Arts in Mass Communication in Journalism. And that was always going to be my pre-law, Annalene. But then I decided I didn't want to become a lawyer, so much to the surprise of everyone. And I decided I want to do post-grad study. So I looked everywhere. I looked at America, I looked at the UK, and then I also looked at Australia. So I attended those expos and I looked at all the different options. And then I found this degree, a master's in international communication at Macquarie University. And I said, wow, I like the sound of this. Big time talaga. So, but we didn't have money. Medyo poor kami. So I decided to apply for a scholarship. And I was very, very blessed to receive an AusAid scholarship. So in 1995, I ended up in Australia. So it was really very much to study and very much to immerse myself in the Australian culture.
At dahil ito ay AusAid scholarship, after your studies, which is 18 months, you have to go back to the Philippines.
Correct. So I did.
Pero bumalik ka after 2 years of going back home.
I did.
Bakit?
Because I fell in love.
Ito ang kwento ng learning designer mula Sydney na si Rachel Tulloch sa Bakit Australia? Ano nga bang nagdala sa kanya sa Australia at bakit dito niya napili na manirahan matapos na makapag-aral sa ilalim ng isang scholarship? Taong 1995, nagsimula ang kwento ni Rachel sa Australia. Ating pakinggan ang kanyang kwento sa Bakit Australia?
So when I went to Macquarie Uni, because I said I wanted to immerse myself in the culture, I decided to stay on campus. So I stayed in Dunmore Lang College, which is right attached to the university. And I was one of very, very few Filipinas at the time. So there were actually two or three other Filipinos. But I really wanted to be friends with Australians. And there was this one Australian guy who I befriended. So because I was a postgrad, I was doing my master's, he was doing his PhD. So we automatically got together. So long story cut short, fell in love with an Aussie. All my friends said, oh my God, you're going to fall in love with an Aussie. And I said, no way. It's like I'm all for a Filipino. But I did. I fell in love with this boy. So he was a Western Australian and he was also at Macquarie Uni to do his PhD in computational linguistics. And at first, I was really scared to tell my parents that I fell in love with a white boy who was not Catholic. But they came over to visit and I introduced my then boyfriend to them. And within 30 minutes, my mom said, anak, ang bait-bait ng boyfriend mo, ha? And you better marry that boy or I will marry him. So my mother fell in love with him first and my dad fell in love with him as well and said, oh, he'll be a great son-in-law. Sabi ko kayo naman, hindi pa nga, mag-boyfriend lang naman kami. So after 18 months, I had to go. And I told my boyfriend then, I said, well, we have to break up because I can't come back.
Yeah.
I have to stay in the Philippines. I have to do what I have to do. I have to follow the rules. And he said, but I love you and I don't want to let you go. And I said, well, you'll have to come to me.
Sa Universidad sa Sydney kung saan nag-aral si Rachel, nakilala niya ang isang West Australian PhD student na kinalaunay na na kinalaunan ay naging nobyo niya. Ang pag-aaral ni Rachel sa Australia ay sa ilalim ng government scholarship na AusAid na ngayon kilala na sa tawag na Australia Awards. Isa sa kondisyon ng scholarship ay kailangan umuwi sa Pilipinas si Rachel pagkatapos ng kanyang pag-aaral. Dahil dito, kinailangan niyang makipaghiwalay sa kanyang Australian boyfriend.
Within 3 months, he said he missed me. And so he came to visit me for a week. And so I said to my mom, oh my God, he's going to ask me to marry him. And he didn't, because we went to the embassy and we came out with a 19-page document on how to be a fiancé. And we just said, this is too hard. So I just went, oh well, that's it. You know, we just won't get married.
Sa pagbisita ng kanyang nobyo sa Pilipinas, ang inakala niyang pagpapakasal sana nila ay hindi natuloy.
And then 3 weeks after that visit, he was on the phone with me, because back then there was really only email. There was no, texting,
mobile phone,
no mobile phone. This was 1996. And then he said, so I was talking to an immigration lawyer and it looks like the only way we can be together is to be married. And I didn't know that was his proposal. So natawa lang ako, sabi ko, oh, right. So how's the weather in Sydney? And I didn't realize that he actually was asking me to marry him, so he had to write an email. So that was always our joke. He had to put it in writing. I had to print it and show my parents, there you go, he's asking me to marry him. But at the time, and I know a lot of the Filipinos know this journey, it's not easy. So it took another 15 months to get all our paperwork together. It was grueling, as they say. And back then, I think they were even stricter. I don't really know what it was like. It was very expensive. But we were determined to follow the rules. So we did everything that we needed to do. And so finally, I came back in 1997. And we got married in 1998. So, of course, we had 9 months to get everything organized. And then I finally became a citizen, I think, in 2004. So it was a very, very long journey of all the visas, all the bridging visas, and then being a permanent resident and then being a citizen. But no regrets.
Sabi nga, sa hinaba-haba ng kanya paghihintay at ng mga proseso, nakabalik din sa Australia si Rachel at ikinasal sa kanyang nobyo noon na si Adrian. Pero hindi rin biro ang pinagdaanan ni Rachel. At narito ang kanyang pagpapatuloy. Being in love, masaya yon. Ang sarap sa feeling.
Yes.
Pero sabi mo nga, it's grueling yung process ng pagpunta mo dito. Pero mahirap din yon because of different culture, hindi ba? Although, kilala mo na siya when you were studying here. Ano yung mga hamon during your first 2 years, first year na mag-boyfriend ka pa lang kayo and then you got married?
Well, so he's from Western Australia. He's Scottish-British, of course, with the surname of Tulloch.
Mm.
And really, I was I always joke about it. I was the very first ethnic in his family. So they were very, very Australian, very British, very... So it was. I was really quite worried about assimilating. But it's funny because I think his parents fell in love with me just the way my parents fell in love with him. And so when he first told his mum that he was dating a Filipina, the first thing his mum said was, I do like the idea of Filipino grandchildren. Like, Mom, we're just dating. And then I was really nervous meeting his dad because his dad was a surgeon at the time. I didn't want to call him by his first name.
Yeah.
So I was calling him Dr. Tulloch. And then he said, actually, it's Mr. Tulloch because I'm a surgeon, but just call me Alistair. And I'm like, I can't call you Alistair. We call Tito, you know, we say Tito or whatever. So it was a little bit hard adjusting to that casualness of dealing with Australians. But I never really felt I was different. Like, they really embraced me as I was. At first I thought my boyfriend then would have trouble with my family, and at first medyo ninenerbiyosa kasi nga alam nila Katoliko and everything. But wonderfully, again, my parents loved him. My two brothers, who were very strict, also loved him because I'm the youngest and I'm the only girl. And wonderfully, he actually agreed to a Catholic wedding. So he's not Catholic and I'm Catholic. And so he actually was willing to convert. And I said, no, because I know you don't want to, but I'm already happy. And we got married by a Catholic priest.
That's nice.
Father Norman Pena. And he was wonderful as well, because really when we got married, there were very few Filipinos, because I didn't really have Filipino friends here. My family flew over, and some of my extended family, but the whole church was like 90% Australian. But it was wonderful, because I think people really just didn't mind. And this was in the late 90s, right? Mm. Like, you know, interracial marriages really not that popular as they are now. But yeah, I think we're very blessed. Again, we're very lucky. We have a really great network of friends, and we didn't really see our differences. However, we always said our differences would probably come out in parenting, but we didn't become parents until very late. Mm-hmm. So we got married quite young, but then we decided we wouldn't have children until quite late. So I had my daughter at 40 and my husband was 41. We did lose a couple of babies before that. Again, people don't tell you that you really are not meant to have babies old.
Yeah.
You are supposed to have babies young. But we had to really decide on how to parent, because I'm probably the stricter parent. He's a bit more relaxed. So the cultural differences came out a little bit. But again, because we'd been together a long time and we really talk, about, okay, how are we going to raise our child? That, again, really helped. So yes, I think personally, from a multicultural perspective, we never really had issues. So it was probably, again, more getting to an agreement. It's a real partnership that we need to have.
I think that comes from your journalism degree and as a pre-law. But marrying into the Australian culture, and as you have mentioned, even though you had your child at a later age, meron pa rin mga hamon along the way.
Yes.
Bilang kayo ay mag-partner, at syempre may mga decision that you have to decide kayong dalawa, pag-uusapan
yes.
ninyo yon. Pero paano mo na itayo yung sarili mo na, I want to do this? Mm-hmm. You have your own profession.
Wow. Well, again, I think I'm lucky that my husband is quiet. So we're very opposite. So he's an introvert, I'm an extrovert. I love to talk. He's very quiet, and I'm quite dominant. But then I always say to people, he actually makes the bigger decisions when it comes to that. So when it comes to career, he knew I was never going to be a stay-at-home mom. He always knew that my career was really, really important to me. And he has always been wonderfully supportive. So much so here's an interesting point, because a lot of Australian men, once you have a baby, they just think, oh, well, the mum will either go part-time, yep, or stay at home. He became a stay-at-home dad.
Mm.
So that was
interesting.
It was I never thought that was going to happen. So again, I think it was timing. So as I said, we were old parents. And at the time, he was made redundant, so he stopped. And so I went back to work. After a year maternity leave, he actually said, I don't want to go back to work for a while. And I said, okay, well, that means you're going to have to work full, like you have to take care of her full time, basically. Or at least I was part time at the time. I was 3 days a week. But still, I said, you will have to take care of her. And he did for 2.5 years.
Wow, so he amazing.
He absolutely loved it. So he was, oftentimes, he was the only dad at playgroup. He was the only dad in the playground. He changed nappies. He did the toilet training, thank God. So it was, and he did all of the introduction of foods and everything. And I think the wonderful thing about that is, we all know we have different relationships with our kids.
Kids, yeah.
And he actually has a wonderful relationship with my daughter. So again, of course, he thinks, she says what she says. She's a bit like me. She's very forward. So she'll say, Dad, you're really uncool. But I think they have a very special relationship because they spent that time together. Which was very formative.
Mm.
So, and again, mothers and daughters will always have
A special
relationship. Yeah. But I think I'm really pleased that they also have their thing. So they do their own thing as well. So, yeah. So, I think it's been a really great relationship. It's been a really great partnership and continues to be as well. So, funnily enough, I am still full-time, but I work from home. Thank you, pandemic, thank you, COVID, for making that happen. And again, there was also that deliberate decision. So when in 2017, I was made redundant. Mm. And that was actually, I was really happy because I wasn't very happy with my job. And then I decided I wasn't going to go back to corporate
employee,
work.
Yeah.
And I decided, well, Cassie, my daughter, so that's her name, Cassie. Oh, I should say my husband's name is Adrian. So Cassie was going to start kindy, and I wanted to be that mum. So I wanted to be that mum who was volunteering, you know, in the school, doing drop-off and pick-up. I really wanted to be an engaged mum. So a really good friend of mine actually said, why don't you start your own consultancy? Why don't you start your own business? And at first, ninenerbiyosa ko kasi sabi ko, mas masarap may sweldo eh. But again, my husband was very supportive. He said, I think it's about time I supported you. You supported me when I didn't work. So I'm happy to support you. So we took turns. And yeah, and I haven't looked back. So I am still, that was in 2018. And again, COVID was wonderful because it meant I could work from home completely.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
At sa kanyang halos 3 dekada sa paninirahan sa Australia, it's all worth it para kay Rachel na mayroon na ngayong anak na teenager. Nagbahagi rin siya ng kanyang mga natutunan sa pakikipagsapalaran sa land down under. Ano yung reflection mo with your over 30 years in Australia? Is it all worth it?
Oh yes, absolutely. One of the first things I did when I came home, and my good friend Bambi will know this, when I met up with all my friends after staying for 18 months here in Australia, the first thing I said is, get out, see the world, travel, go to and try to live in other places, because the world is a very big place. Coming to Australia has really shaped me as a person. I sometimes think about the sliding doors thing, that if I didn't go to Australia, if I stayed in the Philippines, what my life would have been. And I have to say, I am so happy that I faced the fear, because it was very scary. I came to Australia. I did not know anyone. I had no family. It was just me. And so it's important to be brave, because we only have one life. Even if you believe in reincarnation, the reality is this is our life. And so you have to grab it with both hands and face the fear anyway. So absolutely, after 30 years, I advocate for Australia. I say, don't listen to the news about the racism and all that sort of stuff. You will get it everywhere. But it's how you face that and how you are strong in your own identity and in your own faith. That's what's going to get you through it.
Last question, Rachel. Sa mga nagsisimula to settle and have their new life dito sa Australia, what's your advice to them? Bilang from studying in Australia, getting married, having your family here.
Be strong. Be strong, be brave, and hang in there. It is not an easy life. In some ways, I was very lucky, but it was still not easy. Again, a lot of people say, magaling ka mag-English, kaya you've been able to assimilate. It still was very, very difficult. My family was not here, and I had to rely on other people for support. And apart from that, other people, try to surround yourself with them. Try to surround yourself with people who are supportive of you, who accept you, and who love you. It might take a while to find your tribe, but go out and find them. Because if you just stay by yourself, at saka kung purong Pilipino lang ang mga kaibigan mo, you might not discover all the different cultures and the different nationalities out there. And you might actually end up with really close relationships. You're in Australia, go and see it, you know, travel, embrace it, get all those jobs that you're a bit scared. You know, I applied for jobs. My very first job in Australia, I had 250 rejections. I applied for so many jobs before I found my very first job. So don't give up. Just get out there, keep trying and keep reaching out because it's a wonderful country. I love it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.